Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to all the enlightened listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your devoted host, ready to take you on a captivating journey through Islamic upbringing. Together, we will explore the challenges and questions surrounding raising children with Islamic values. Experts' insights rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, will guide us along this path. Well, today we have Brother Miqdad in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, we have been talking about some of the very beautiful tips how to instill faith in your children. And Brother Miqdad said that there are 7 tips he's going to guide us through to instill faith in our children, that with the family life, it should be stable. In all terms, in terms of emotions, in terms of psychological health, in terms of their physical health. And the second point was instilling habits, where you should be teaching your children the obligatory things, the recommended acts with patience and also lenience. And that's not the job of, that's not going to happen overnight. We got to be patient. And if we don't even get the results even after weeks, we still should be making efforts, which are very, very important. And then there was creating the sense of longing through strong Muslim identity. And we said you can connect them with the values of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and much more. And then we talked about the mosque centrality, where we should not be just the passive listeners or attendees only. We should be making our children participate in the behind the scenes at the mosque, and mosque should be made central. We can organize or help the mosque organizers organize many other events like sports and even leisure. So Brother Miqdad, what is the 5th point you're going to guide us through to instill faith in our children?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The 5th point in increasing faith in our children, we'll title it Growing in Knowledge. Knowledge is essential. Ilm and awareness and our education when it comes to religious matters plays a big role in how much faith we have and how much belief we have. You see, faith, when we talk about faith, when we talk about belief, we need to realize that faith is not just an emotional concept. It's not something that is an emotional feeling that we have. Very often people feel that faith, especially in, for example, the Christian faith or Christianity, counts faith as something completely opposite to rationality, completely opposite to intellectual growth and intellectual awareness. So you have these concepts of a leap of faith, or close your eyes and just believe, or just love. These are concepts that are not accepted in Islam. On the contrary, when we talk about faith in Islam, we're talking about something that connects us to the reality, right? Accepting that which is real, accepting that which we have understood, and that which is connected to the truth, connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So knowledge and faith are very much linked together. We cannot ignore knowledge when we talk about faith. And so when we talk about this 5th point in how to increase faith in our children, it's essential that we talk about ilm and knowledge and awareness of the reality.
All right. So what we have learned so far is that knowledge and faith has a strong link, and knowledge plays a great role in building faith. Now, how does that happen and what else do we have more in the store to talk about? We'll ask all that to Brother Miqdad after a short break. So, dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Just ponder on the points that we have talked so far and we'll be back in a while.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother Miqdad, and we're talking about how to instill faith in your children. The fifth point, Brother said, growing in knowledge.
When we talk about knowledge, we're talking about the understanding of reality. So knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowledge about who we are, what is our purpose in life, knowledge about what leads us towards human perfection, what are the necessary actions and the necessary moral traits that we need to have to improve ourselves, to become better, to reach happiness, to be able to have a good relationship with others, to be able to live a very comfortable, a very good, decent, moral life, a just life in this world. The reality behind death and what comes after death, all of these things are related to knowledge that we talk about. Some of them are learned in school. A lot of it is not discussed in school, unfortunately, especially those who go to non-Muslim schools.
Right.
Some of it is learned at madrasa or those in those centers that have 2-3 hours on weekends, for example, where they bring children together at the mosque and kind of go through a curriculum through them. You have some of these things that are discussed there as well. But again, something very important for parents to realize is that that is never enough, and you cannot rely on just the Sunday school for the intellectual growth of our children. There is more that we need to do. We need to have very good discussions around the dinner table, for example, when we go out on holiday, for example, or in the car. Talk to your children, discuss things with your children, bring about questions and discussions that are related to the reality, that are related to what's happening in the world today, that are related to not just about doing things, about whether they did their school homework or did they pass the exam.
Make them feel connected to the realistic world.
Exactly, and making them feel that they have a higher purpose in this life, and that there are fundamental questions that they have to try and answer and try to uncover by their own reading, by their own search for knowledge. So creating a thirst for knowledge is very important to our children. This is done by asking questions, allowing them to ask questions, challenging them, hearing them out as well. Sometimes it's very important to
Let them formulate
their thoughts, let them sometimes even challenge some of the things that we believe in, some things that we count as
unimportant
or unimportant, or even some things that we are not sure of. Let them question it. Don't enforce thoughts. Let them allow them to conclude. But always at the same time, it's always defining for them that we want the truth and that the criteria for all our discussion is what is real, and connecting them back to the primary sources, which is the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. So this aspect of learning we find in hadith very much, right? That, for example, you've heard this famous hadith that knowledge is gained from the cradle to the grave.
Right. It's never too late.
It's never too late, but it should start from a very, very young age. And also other hadith that talk about how we should teach our children hadith before the murji'ah brainwash them, for instance. And so we have many hadith and many advice from the Ahlul Bayt that teach us that we need to really work hard on increasing the knowledge in our children.
Right. We'll talk more about that with you, Brother Baghdad, after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "He who recites the Quran before puberty has indeed been given wisdom in his childhood."
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother Baghdad and we're talking about some beautiful points, how to instill faith in your children. And Brother Baghdad has so far talked about very beautiful points. We talked about 4 points and now we're discussing the 5th point, that is growing in knowledge. So Brother Baghdad is saying knowledge and faith are linked, and how many efforts parents need to do while they are dealing with their children. Connect them to the realistic world, ask them questions, answer their questions, and what more, Brother Baghdad?
In addition to creating thirst, we also need to equip children with resources. One of the things that we need to really encourage our children is to read books. Books should be a very important part of our lives and the lives of our children as well, more important than the mobile phone. And the tablet and the laptop. Some of the scholars were saying that just like you have a weekly budget for groceries, fruits, vegetables, milk, bread, we need to have a weekly budget for books.
Right.
Just the way we go shopping once a week to the big grocery to buy our weekly shopping, we also need to go buy books and really encourage children to buy books and to create their own library. To interact with books. Now, at the beginning, this might be difficult, especially for those who have lived in the culture of social media and the culture of being on the phone all the time. But books are very, very important. They're a very important source of knowledge. And if we're able to instill in our children the love for books, the love for reading, it's a very important step towards them becoming people of knowledge. When we talk about books, we're talking about obviously, religious books, books that are from reliable scholars that are written for
right.
children on different aspects of the religion, of reality, of morality, of ethics, manners, about God and the Prophet and the Holy Quran and the explanation of the different verses, history, the different stories of the prophets, etc. Even novels as well, just to get children used to reading books. You can even involve them in certain novels so that they can kind of enjoy reading and slowly bring him to them into reading other books as well. One of the ways you could do this is very much encourage or beautify this act of reading. So for example, create a very nice library, a very nice bookshelf in their room, have bookmarks, for example, have like a corner for reading. Reading out to them as well is very nice. Parents who read out to their children, especially at nighttime before sleep, is very nice. Discussing what they read as well. What did you read today? Can we talk about it a bit more? This really creating a culture of reading in our house would be a very important step towards them growing in knowledge.
Right. It would make a big difference. And as you said, we should be buying the books that are reliable, and especially the Islamic books written by authentic authors. Thank you so much, Brother Baghdad, for being with us and helping us with so many beautiful points to instill faith in our children. May Allah help us strengthen our own iman and also give us the patience to instill faith in our children, inshallah. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you